Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org. For today's podcast, we spoke to Ben Lawrence, team leader at Leeds Faith in Schools.
Thanks for sitting down with us.
That's all right.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm named Ben. Ben Lawrence. I work for Leeds Faith in Schools. I'm the team leader there. This year is 25 years since Leeds Faith in Schools started out. It's set out to be good news to the high schools of Leeds. So a group of church leaders came together to basically, with the idea that there needs to be more of a Christian presence in high school. And I think when they set out 25 years ago, the Christian presence was probably already there, but as time's gone on, sadly, that's more and more becoming rare. So actually our work, I feel like it's becoming more and more relevant. But yes, we do loads of different things in high school, high schools across Leeds. So lots of lessons and assemblies, especially around Christmas and Easter, we get absolutely loads of lessons, which is a great chance to bring a gospel message. But we also do lots of pastoral care, so mentoring, one-to-one mentoring, small group mentoring. We do a lot of lunchtime and after-school groups as well. So basically, we try to do almost everything that is possible to do in school, from like educational stuff through to pastoral and relational youth work kind of stuff as well.
And what do you think is, why do you think schools need that Christian message?
So I've been involved with youth work for like nearly 15 years, and I feel like there's a lot of brokenness in the young people that we work with. So there's, you know, that's been the case of every youth work setting I've worked in. But I feel like schools are one of the hardest places for young people to exist. There's a lot of pressure through exams and stuff like that, but also, you know, through their peers, through social media and things like that. And so if we can go into the place where they spend a lot of their time, you know, they're there 5 days a week for a good few hours every day, and you know, if we can go and be there and be a Christian presence and bring that gospel message of hope to them, then I think that's really, really important.
Yeah, is that kind of what drew you to Leeds Faith in Schools, that kind of opportunity to address brokenness in youth?
Yeah,
Yeah.
So, like I said, I've been involved with youth work for a while, and mainly based in church youth work. And as part of that, I volunteered for Leeds Faith in Schools for 5 years, and I just saw there's a huge need in schools for young people to have people who they can listen, will listen to them, and look after them and support them. And Leeds Faith in Schools does a great job of that. So, when the job came up for team leader, I was really excited about it, and then to get the job, and for the last 2.5 years to be able to sort of like invest in my team to show that they can go invest in schools, but also I get to do a little bit of schools work myself.
There you go. Yeah,
which is great.
Have you noticed a change over those 2.5 years? Kind of like, do you like repeat visit schools and kind of?
Yeah, so we have like a core set of schools that we have partnerships with that we go into on a weekly basis. I would say, like, you know, like I said, I volunteered before, and I'd say more and more the pressure kind of gets handed down, I guess, from without getting political, from the government down to teachers. You know, to head teachers, down to teachers, down to the kids, like, you know, stuff around exam pressure and kind of achieving results and like making the school look good. Like, in some ways, you know, you can't blame the teachers because they're just, you know, their jobs rely on getting good grades.
Yeah.
So, but we see that, you know, so we do a prayer space in some schools where we basically come up and set up loads of different prayer activities for young people to get involved in. And we do it with year seven mainly, and we have basically a wall where they could go and stick up any worries that they had. And bear in mind, this is year seven, so, you know, 11-year-olds. Most of them, I'd say probably 90%, put up that they were worried about their GCSEs, which was in
already
4 or 5 years' time.
Yeah.
And I think for us as a team, that was such an eye-opener. It was so heartbreaking as well, you know, like 11-year-old kids who just come into high school are already already like feel that pressure of GCSEs, and that's because it gets talked about as soon as you get into high school. It's like, right, you know, you need to, you know, from an earlier age they have to pick what subjects they want to study at GCSE, and it feels like everything's moving forward and that pressure just ramps up. So for us to be able to go in there, you know, the mentoring, like one-to-one mentoring stuff is so important, especially for young people who suffer with anxiety already, for us to be able to go and support them. But also, you know, things like lunch groups where we can provide, you know, 45 minutes at lunchtime where they can just come and chill out and play games with us and like hear about Jesus at the same time, like, it's great.
Yeah. How do you prepare yourself spiritually for doing that job? Because I can imagine like some days harder than others.
I think my personal like walk with God is, I've massively realized the value of it more and more importantly over like the last couple of years, as in I think I've, you know, I've always known it's important to have that relationship, but when you put yourself on the line so much, I think, you know, in supporting young people and hearing some really like tough stories and stuff like that, it's so important that you can, you've got that firm foundation. So, you know, I never underestimate the power, the importance and power of going to church and having community there. And so, you know, I have a group of friends that I meet up with from church, a triplet, where we can kind of talk and have accountability, but also that daily walk of prayer and Bible and investing in that is so important. But then also, you know, these vacant schools, we're massively blessed that we have a really great team. So every Monday we have a team meeting where we will, you know, we'll pray together, read the Bible together, worship together, and we have a time of like encouragement. So each member of the team goes around and kind of says something the last week that's been a massive encouragement to them. And that is so crucial, because quite often you're off in school by yourself, and to be able to come back and have that is so, so important. And also, you know, when you're in a mentoring session, listening to a young person who's going through some horrific stuff, you know, whether that be abuse or whatever else, sometimes it can feel like quite a dark place. So if you can come back and say, well, actually, and hear a story of someone who's gone through a similar situation with a mentee, but has come out the other side, it gives you that encouragement. And it's also just a way of us really getting good feedback of what God is doing. So we have a prayer wall in our team room where we put prayer requests on there, and then every now and then we'll go through them and see what, you know, pray for them and see what God's done, and move them over to the other side of the prayer wall, which is answered prayers. Yeah. So, you know, we've got this big wall where God has answered prayers, like from, you know, tiny little things that young people ask you to pray for up to some really like big issues. And, you know, general life of Leeds Faith and Schools. So we're constantly seeing God answering prayers, which is a huge encouragement.
Yeah. Is there any part of the job that you find, like, particularly difficult, like, either logistically or spiritually?
Yeah, so definitely areas in both. So, you know, we're a small charity, and anyone who runs a small charity, it's, you know, it comes with various issues, from constantly seeking money to getting people on board, supporting and things like that. But it is a struggle. But then I think that's really important, like, because it teaches about God's provision and God's faithfulness. So the fact that Leeds Faith and Schools has been going for 25 years is a testament to how, you know, much God has worked through that. And I think if, you know, someone came along and gave us £50 million, be great, but I think it would be quite easy to lose sight of, actually, you know, we need God's,
yeah,
you know, support. We need God to be faithful. So I feel like that's always going to be a battle, and I don't think that that's a bad thing. Like, from a faith point of view, like I said, schools more and more are pushing out like our e-curriculum. So quite a few schools we work in now don't have it on the curriculum, even if kids do want to study it. And so with that, it creates some opportunities, and it then in some ways makes it harder. So opportunities wise, if they do want to do something like a PSHE deal about religion or something, then they'll quite often ask us to come and do it, whereas previously we'd have just done it through our e-lesson. So we're getting some new opportunities there. But also, because schools are becoming so secular, sometimes it's a challenge to get into the schools and,
yeah,
talk about faith. But I relish that challenge, you know, and what we do at Leeds Faith and Schools is really good and really important, and we've got a really good reputation in schools, which, you know, we're very proud of. And so, you know, that challenge of getting into new schools and showing them that we're not weird Christians, but actually we can bring something really important, and that we can make a difference in the lives of young people, but also, you know, offer support to teachers as well. I think that's a great opportunity, a big challenge, but a good opportunity.
Yeah. Speaking of teenagers in specific, it can be obviously quite a hard time going through distress of school.
Yeah.
Is there a way that you see the Gospels relating to teenagers in specific, like a unique way they can look at them, or unique way they apply?
Yeah, so I think for me, I've always looked at John 10:10 as like key to, you know, not just for young people's life, for everyone's life, but so important to young people. So this idea, it talks about, you know, the thief comes to steal and destroy, but I have come to bring you life and life to the full. So this idea that quite often young people look at Christianity and see it as like rules and regulations and, you know, you can do this, you can't do that. But actually, God doesn't say that. He says, you know what, I want to give you a full life. And, you know, we work with some of the poorest kids in Leeds up to some of the richest kids in Leeds. And they've all got problems, they've all got stuff that causes them hurt, they all feel lacking. And for me, I see hope in Jesus, and that's what I want young people to see. And I want to see that God is offering them a life and a life to the full. So I think because there's so much brokenness in young people, and you know, I see that across in the schools, but also across like the damage that social media can cause to them. I think social media's got a great part in life, but also it can be really damaging for young people. And because I see so much hurt and pain, I have this huge desire to tell them that hope, to tell them that love that God has got for them.
Yeah. You mentioned exam stress earlier, kind of is increasingly becoming such an aspect of school life. How do you deal with that in young people, given that it's so kind of omnipresent in most of their lives now?
Yeah, so we, more and more, which is great for us, we keep getting asked to come and do PSHE days or assemblies on exam stress. So just last week we did a day in a school where we were talking to Year 11s about exam stress. And so, you know, they're constantly getting told how to do revision timetables and, you know, how many hours a day to do and stuff like that. And so for us to be able to go in and say that stuff is important, you know, like putting your effort in, working out is important, but actually you're way more important, your mental health is more important than your exams, like looking after yourself and giving them practical techniques and things that they can do, you know, like, so breathing exercises, talking about like exercise and socialising with friends and things like that. But also we'll always finish off by saying, you know, for us as Christians, the most important thing is prayer. And so this one last week, we gave them all a piece of paper and just put a box out and said, look, if you want to put your name down, if you want to put something you're worried about, exams or whatever, put it on there, and then we will pray for you as a team. And we had a great response to that. You know, like, a lot of kids who would definitely wouldn't call themselves Christians, putting their name down, asking for us to pray for them. So, you know, for some of them they'll go away and that'll be the end of that. For some of them that'll start helping them think about, you know, is there something, you know, something else out there that can help me with this stress, help me with this tension. So we do get really good opportunities to make a difference, and like I've kind of already touched on, like one-to-one mentoring, small group mentoring, so much of that, like, you know, the stuff that gets brought up is around exam stress, so we're constantly on that kind of battlefront of helping young people deal with the stress of it. It's impossible to get away from it in school, sadly, but we get a great opportunity. You know, my team are brilliant at supporting young people through that sort of stuff. So yeah, great. We get good opportunities because of it. I would rather not have to do it, but if it's going to be there, I'm glad that we get to be people who can support young people in it.
Yeah, we're at the start of Lent now. Do you have any special plans for doing Lent in schools?
Not so much Lent as a whole, but the build up to Easter is always a massive massive time for these vaping schools. So we, just before Christmas, in the build-up, we did over 100 lessons and lots of assemblies in schools as well. And we'll do the same at Easter. So we try to, every school that we work in, we try to see the majority of year 7 and 8 to give them an Easter lesson, which we plan as a team. So we're in the process of planning that at the moment. And it's really fun, so we'll have lots of games and silliness. But through that, we will, you know, we will bring a really strong gospel message. It's something that, it's a time where we really don't hold back, because schools know that we're going to teach about Easter, and that's going to be about the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. And it's such a great opportunity for us to be like, you know what, this is why we think Christianity is important, this is why we think the stories of Jesus is important. So we have that kind of like build up through Lent is for us, like, it's a crazy busy time. You know, you feel like you're just driving a whole across the city, like, for the whole sort of 2 or 3 weeks, but such a great time. Like, every team member loves delivering the lessons, and you get such a great response from teachers and students alike, which is really good and really encouraging.
Obviously I can tell you're really passionate about your job and the work you're doing. Is there anything like that gives you hope and joy specifically from your work, or is it just kind of a general?
I love being able to tell people how much I love my job, because, you know, I've got friends from church, but also friends, kind of non-Christian friends. Like, quite often I find people who are, you know, do their job because it pays the bills. My job does pay the bills, thankfully, but it's such a blessing and such a privilege. And I think I'm now in a role where I oversee, as opposed to, like, I'm not on the ground all the time. I'm not kind of, you know, going to schools every day. I take real encouragement from how God's sustaining the charity and growing the charity, and. But, you know, I feel like I'm talking about 25 years a lot, but that's because it's our 25th year, and that's amazing to see that God's faithfulness has reigned through that. But, you know, I do get to do a little bit of face-to-face schools work. I do half a day in Abbey Grange now, which is great. And I think for me, like, getting to chat to young people who are going through really dark stuff and giving them some encouragement, giving them some hope, it's such a blessing. I really love it. Like, I don't think I'll ever get away from, like, wanting to have a positive impact on new people's lives and getting to bring, like, you know, Jesus working through me, and getting to bring that hope is amazing. I love that side of our job, that we get to work with some of the most broken young people and bring them some light in that darkness. But I also love the really, like, the fun side of stuff, and so I do a lunch group and an after school group as part of Abbey Grange as well, which is just about building relationships and you know, showing young people that there's people that care in their life. I'll never get bored of getting to play pool and table tennis with young people. For part of my job, that's, you know, like, I joke about it, but it is really important, because sometimes over that table tennis table is where you get the best conversations with young people. So I really love that side of the job, just having fun and building relationships.
What do you see in the future, both for Leeds Faith in Schools and for Christianity in schools in general? How do you see it developing?
So yeah, Leeds Faith in Schools, I think I'm going through the process of a moment of trying to work out what the future looks like. You know, we've had 25 years, so what do the next 25 years look like? And I think we've constantly got schools asking about our work, and, you know, we've got, over the last sort of 6 months, we've 2 or 3 different schools we've gone in to do little bits here and there to kind of show them what we do. And so I feel like there's still huge potential for growth, and the vision statement of Leeds Faith in Schools has always been to get into every high school in Leeds, and at the moment we have really good relationships with about half of those, so there's still a good 25 schools to go, so I'd love to see more of that, but I want to make sure we don't lose sight of why we do what we do. As in, I think if we spread ourselves too thin, it becomes a lot harder to to stay true to what God wants us to do. And I think that, that, you know, being that Christian presence in high schools is key. So whilst I want to grow, I want to make sure that that's rooted and got foundations in God, and that we're constantly coming back and saying, you know, are we still being evangelistic? Are we still bringing that message? And not, and not just getting kind of caught up in doing all the kind of oversight of school things. You know, PSAT lessons and things like that are absolutely great and really important, but they're not always the easiest way to bring the gospel into it. So I want to make sure that, yes, we stay professional, yes, we stay relevant to what schools want, but also we're continuing to push the boundaries of how much we can talk about Jesus. And I think, what was the other part of the question as well?
It was
schools.
Yeah, how do you see the role of religion in schools developing in the future?
So I think that's a little bit scary, to be honest. I think, like I said earlier, there is the RE curriculum is becoming, you know, a distant memory in some schools. Or it's, you know, they will have non-specific RE stuff, so they'll have a curriculum, but it'll be taught, you know, each teacher in the school will have one lesson of RE, so, you know, it's not a specialist subject, it's not something, you know, most teachers would admit that, you know, they're not keen on teaching other subjects,
yeah,
because in high school they choose the subject to go for, you know, that's how it worked. So I think, yeah, I think that's something that the church as a whole and Christians as a whole need to be really conscious of. As in Leeds Faith and Schools, yeah, we get great privilege and a great opportunity to bring the message of Christianity into schools. But that's something we also want to work on, is that it's not just us doing it. You know, we want to work in partnership with schools. We don't want to just go in by ourselves and that be that. But actually, we see partnership at best where we work with churches, and, you know, maybe a youth worker or a vicar or a church leader or whatever comes in with us to do assemblies, to do lunch groups and stuff like that. And I think as time goes on and more Christianity is pushed out, we've got a responsibility as Christians to make sure that it's not completely eradicated from schools entirely. I think, you know, I've heard of how, like, it works in secular societies like France and places like that, and I've heard people say that actually Christianity has grown, like, under that oppression of, like, not being allowed to exist. And I think the more that this country becomes secular, I think there's huge opportunities for Christians to get out there and make a positive impact, you know, not just in schools but across society. So I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a little bit scary, but it's a you know, I think with that become, you know, there's chances for other people to step up and try and make a positive impact.
Yeah, I think schools today, especially in Leeds, it's such a diverse city.
Absolutely.
You're coming into a school with children from all different cultures and all different religious backgrounds. Yeah. Is that something you have to be conscious of when going into a school?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, like I said about doing Christmas and Easter lessons, sometimes you will get kids who, you know, because as part of that we'll read scripture, and sometimes there's young people in there who aren't allowed to hear the Bible read out loud and things like that. So some parents will take young people out of lessons and things like that so that they're not hearing it. But we, you know, we're very careful to not kind of say we're right or wrong, you know, that's not what it's about. We like I said, you know, we aim to be professional, we aim to be an asset to the school, you know, we don't want to cause issues for the school. So a lot of what we say, you know, we talk about how we as Christians believe this. So whilst we're giving a really good gospel message, we're making sure that we know that young people, you know, we're not trying to force things upon young people, we're not trying to brainwash them and stuff like that, because, you know, that's not how we work, and that's not how we want to be seen to be working as well. But yeah, like, the schools we work in, like, some of them are massively multicultural, and lots of young people from loads of different countries and loads of different religions and stuff like that. So we've got to make sure that what we're delivering is not going to cause problems, not going to cause issues for those young people. And I think we do quite a good job of that, of getting that balance of we still think it's a bit important to tell them about Jesus, but at the same time, I don't want to upset teachers, I don't want to upset the people, I don't want to upset parents. So balance is key.
Yeah. Is there anything you wanted to add on the end?
If you're listening and you've not heard of Lutheran schools, or you have and you don't know much about us, like, we're always looking for more people to get involved in supporting us. And if you're someone who works in a school and we're not in your school, like, the best links that we get for getting into new schools is when there's established Christian teachers or members of staff in the school, and we can build links and get to know people and reach out through that. But yeah, thank you, for anyone who does support us already. Again, I will say it one more time, 25 years is amazing, and the reason that that's happened is firstly because God is faithful, but also because we've got supporters and people who look after us in amazing ways. And I was just the other day talking to a woman who came to one of our prayer meetings and told us that she's been praying for us since the beginning, so 25 years of praying for these different schools, and she'll quite regularly ring up the office and ask if we've got any prayer requests and things like that. I think that kind of faithfulness has been key for Leeds Faith and Schools. And going forward, talk about the struggles that schools have and stuff like that, the more people get on board with praying for us, but also for schools and for young people, it's going to make a massive difference. I think it's prayer is crucial in making breakthrough in these situations.
Right, thank you, Ben. Thanks for sitting down with us.
All right, thank you very much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.